How are you?
I'm good, Bill.
So we've got Arizona's top two Republican lawmakers saying doctors have no legal right to challenge the 2021 ban on abortions. What's that all about, Don?
All right. So this case is on appeal to the Ninth Circuit. It was decided in Arizona, and it was decided against the doctors who are challenging the 2021 law. And the law is fairly limited, but they contend that it's an important issue because the law as written presents a gray area that poses doctors to the threat or risk of prosecution. What the statute says is that it is illegal to terminate a pregnancy knowing that the abortion is sought solely because of a genetic abnormality of that child. That's what the statute says. The doctors who are challenging that law say that it's unclear as to when or under what circumstances they would be legally mm-hmm. able to perform an abortion if there is a problem with the fetus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that because of this uncertainty, the law needs to be tossed. Now, they took it to the district court here in Arizona before the Dobbs decision. And your listeners may know that Dobbs was the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe versus Wade and its progeny, Casey. Those cases, which the court had decided going back to 1973, mm-hmm. in other words, 50 years ago,
yeah.
the court said were not well-founded and they would no longer follow that precedent,
mm-hmm.
finding specifically that there is no constitutional right to abortion. Roe said there was.
Mm-hmm.
The court recently said there's not.
Mm-hmm.
So before Dobbs, the district court here in Arizona actually sided with the doctors
mm-hmm.
And said the legislature in 2021 had no legal right to impose a ban on abortion for this reason. However, once Dobbs was decided, the defendants went back to court and the court reversed itself.
Oh.
And what the court said was because of Dobbs, in a follow-up hearing, the judge gave essentially the go-ahead for Arizona to start enforcing the law. So the plaintiffs now have the case on appeal to the Ninth Circuit, and what they're saying is that the law is unenforceable because of these uncertainties that exist regarding the enforcement of the statute, and they want the Ninth Circuit to issue an injunction to prevent the state from enforcing it. Well, one of the interesting facts is that the governor recently issued an executive order removing the power from county attorneys to prosecute abortion-related cases and giving it to the Attorney General, Chris Mayes. Chris Mayes is a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
and Mayes has said that she doesn't intend to bring charges against any doctor who violates any abortion laws. So the defendants in this case are saying, well, there's no threat to you. There's no potential harm. You don't have standing to bring this case because in Arizona, the top law enforcement officer, being the Attorney General, has said that she's not going to prosecute these kinds of things. And so the doctors are saying, well, it doesn't matter. There is still the potential that later on down the road when we have maybe a new Attorney General with different views or we have a new governor, that this statute, if it remains on the books, would be enforced
mm-hmm.
or enforceable
mm-hmm.
and put us in harm's way. So those are the issues that are currently before the Ninth Circuit. You have a group, actually two groups, I believe, who are challenging the statute, and you have the lawmakers who are defending the statute, and the Ninth Circuit is going to make a decision on whether they're going to grant the doctors group's request to issue an injunction. We'll wait and see.
Clarity, Don Luce. That's what I think the public wants on this issue.
Well,
as you know, we can go back to 1864. There was a law on the books in Arizona about abortion. We need clarity here.
Well, and that's still up in the air. It's whether that territorial area law banning all abortions is still viable.
Right.
And then there's another movement afoot, which is to put an initiative on the next ballot, which would amend the Arizona Constitution to guarantee the right of women to terminate a pregnancy. So, and going back to what the Dobbs case said was, we are returning the issue to the states.
Yes.
That the 14th Amendment doesn't provide a constitutional right. It's a matter of state law, and the people are going to decide this through their elected representatives. And we're seeing that play out in the various states, including Arizona, which is trying to resolve these conflicting issues. Some of the resolution will be judicial, and some of the resolution may be through ballot initiatives, which we've seen from past elections are very powerful ways to change the law.
Unlike in Mexico, which just struck down the whole criminal code for abortion, here you have a national kind of blueprint, legal blueprint on this issue. In the United States, it's pretty much every state to decide on this issue.
That's exactly right. And I would suggest that